Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's a me, Mario. Woo-hoo.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Pacina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
And you're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
If I have a sword and I'm just like, man, like that, I'm not going to do anything. I will probably, it's just not going to work.
I mean, the one in Hollywood, it's only going to have the Bowser Mario Kart ride. They don't even have the Yoshi ride. So
I think it's the absolute stupid. I think you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. I think you're shooting yourself in the foot. I don't know how many cliches I can come up with, but it's just not good for the industry.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Yeah. All right. Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix podcast. I am Spanish, episode number one of 2024, gentlemen.
Yay.
I'm
and I'm Verlaine. You can check out our website, gamefixshow.com, or our weekly stream and our weekly stream or our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not gate, facebook.com/gamefixshow or twitch.tv/gamefix.
Yes, he mentioned the website, gamefixshow.com. Other stuff you could find on that website are social medias. Please go in there. Check, like, follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do. We appreciate it. Underneath that is actually our latest podcast. You can actually listen to it right there on the website. Yes. So it's pretty cool. Other than that, our Patreon, if you want to support our show monetarily, in this case, that is the way to do it. And that's how our show perpetuates and keeps moving forward. So thank you so much. You can also, once you become a Patreon, you can actually more or less become a producer of the show and challenge us to different things, maybe like make us play a game that we haven't played. That's cool. Or even come up with a subject. For us to talk about. That's just a couple of things. You know, the ceiling is open,
higher than the floor,
something like that. but please check that out. Everything right there on the website, gamefixshow.com. Gentlemen, happy new year. It is another year, 2024. I am not used to writing it down yet. I've already written down 23 twice.
But a couple weeks.
Yeah, it usually takes about a week or two, and then I'm kind of back in the swing of things. So, yeah, but it's all good. Christmas good, holidays good, gentlemen good, all good. Everyone made it. All right, good. That's good. Then. Let's do what we normally do, and let's talk about what we've been gaming. But I would like for you guys to add, maybe possibly, if you got anything video game related for the holidays, since we haven't really done that. So let's add that within our discussion. Mike, let's kick it out with you. All right. First episode of the year. Mike, you go first. What have you been playing?
A lot of Legend of Zelda Twilight Kingdom. When I'm kind of bouncing back between like playing this or Genshin Impact. which I play a lot with my wife, which it's such a great time eater game. But the same started to happen with Tears of the Kingdom. The more I play it, maybe it's Stockholm Syndrome kicking in, I'm starting to have a lot of legitimate fun with it. And it's not even story related, because the story is better than Breath of the Wild. My biggest problem with Breath of the Wild's plot was everything interesting that happened in the game is a flashback. So when you wake up as Link, it's like 100 years in the future, and Ganon's got Zelda sealed at Hyrule Castle, and you're just running around going, oh, well, I should get her out of here, since the dipshits in Hyrule aren't getting her out of there. So in Tears, the plot is, of course, she goes away and disappears and you have to go and find her. But along the way, you get the funky gadgets and stuff and the powers with Ultra Hand and the building and crafting ability. And over the last like week or so, I unlocked the ability to go through floors. You can like propel Link vertically upwards through floors. And I'm so enamored by this that they found shortcuts around what's at the same time a really versatile but dated game engine to make something that's a little bit fun to play around with. So Link needs to go upwards really fast. Or if you want to get out of dungeons really quick, you use a tool that I'm pretty sure that they used in like the game's debug menu to like test map designing and map building. And it's like, okay, well, we need to pull Link out of here so that we can put him on the world map to make sure that the mini dungeons that we made are going to work. And they pretty much just gave you essentially a Game Genie debug mode. Debug mode to get Link out of dungeons. And this is so much fun to mess with. And the more I play with it, the more it's like, boy, they really did cut a lot of corners with this game. In like a way that's really fun. And I can't, like, if any other game does, like, we make a lot of fun of like Skull and Bones. If Skull and Bones gave you the ability to just walk through walls to get outside of your ship, it would be ridiculed across the like social medias. But when The Legend of Zelda does it, it's a stroke of genius. And that's what fascinates me the most about it, is it kind of gets away with that. So that does make me laugh a little bit. Put some time into that. Put some more time into Street Fighter Six. Street Fighter Six. And I got to gold rank because I finally fixed a lot of my internet problems, so I'm no longer getting those disconnects when logging on in the rank. So I might actually be able to hold lobbies now. So I played the game for just like 45 minutes straight. And I just beat like six bums in a row to get out of silver rank, and now I'm in gold. So that's a pretty easy to do. This also means that Akuma might be coming out soon, because they dropped some work.
I feel like that's just an inevitable thing, right? It's the same thing with like, oh, Blanka's coming out. Like,
yeah. All right. It's just like with Street Fighter V. It's like, who's the next character trailer? It's Guile.
Yeah.
Again.
like, of course they're gonna release Guile, but yeah. Anyway,
yeah, of course it's pretty tried and true. I also played a pretty interesting game that I downloaded off of the Switch eShop called I guess his name. It's called like Berserk. And this game immediately put me in the mind of like, I don't want to say like Gauntlet. I'm pretty sure it's based off of the old Atari game.
It's a redo of, it's a recharge of Berserk.
Okay, all right. That's
game. Or actually, it was in the arcade before Atari, but yeah, it's an arcade, old arcade game.
Yeah. And I'm like playing this. It's like, boy, this like looks familiar. This plays familiar. And it's just like this new enhanced version of it. And I love it. I ended up playing this game for like a good while. Feels exactly like the Atari game with a couple of like bells and whistles to it. I think I ended up playing this for about like 2 hours straight one night. But a really cool take on an old game. If you're going to do updated arcade iterations, especially now that like Atari's a little bit of a, I don't want to say hot topic, but it's kind of like prevalent again. It had like an anniversary. They re-released that 2600, which I need to get my hands on before supplies completely dry out. But yeah, really cool new take on Berserk. And that is mostly what I have been invested in. But to go back to Genshin Impact for a little bit, I had a great stroke of luck with some of the character banners. I didn't spend a dollar on this, but I landed like the event characters in like one 10 draw. I just like saved up a lot of my game resources, and you have the option to draw for 1 or 10. I drew for 10. I got 2 5-star characters and a signature weapon. So, yay for me. I have spent up all of my luck, and now it's downhill from here for 2024.
Fair enough. That's fair. All right, anything for Christmas? Anything video game related? It's cool if not, it happens.
I got, because I've been having some PS5 controller problems, I was bought a controller dock.
Oh, nice.
To properly charge my controllers with. There was a little bit of an issue with my PS5. The charging dock port will like overcharge my controllers, and it actually killed the battery on one of them. This is a pretty cool device to have. I think I've only ever owned a controller dock for like my Xbox 360. So this is pretty cool to have. I've already been through one PS5 controller, and I don't want to have to spend more money replacing.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
I get it.
Yeah. Big time. Thank you. That's cool. And there's also this other thing. Somebody bought me Gunstar Heroes for the, Sega dinner.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody, I don't know who did it.
A random person.
It wasn't even like a secret Santa thing. It was like I just got like Gunstar Heroes, and I think it was somebody that had just been watching my channel for like a while. And I had like a
literally it was someone.
So I just kind of emailed him. Was like, thanks. Like I thought it was somebody from like my one of my like Twitter chat groups or something. It was like, hey, look it out for you. I was like, no, I just got Gunstar Heroes. So right on. Thank you.
That's cool. All right. All right. Well, I'll go next because I know what Verlaine got. So we're going to save that for the end. I've been playing God of War. I guess Valhalla. I guess that's the new DLC. Ragnarok Valhalla. I don't know how many names they can come up. Let me tell you. Okay, so you know how I'm trying to get as many platinum trophies as possible with games that I really enjoy, which includes God of War, Ragnarok. I have to admit that game. It might be the most impossible game. I'm a big fan of playing through the game, doing everything in the game without looking up all of the trophies, okay, or the accomplishments, right? And like just trying to see how many I can do without going, okay, what do I need to like actually do, right? I've done, because I've already beaten the game. I beat the game earlier this year, probably like after the first month the game was out, right? And I went back to it, and there was a bunch of stuff that I haven't done yet, okay? Because I know a couple of games came out, and I just didn't get a chance to go back. So I finally got a chance to go back, and I'm, like, doing all these different things that I haven't done before, and I'm beating it, and I'm moving forward, and I have not received one trophy since restarting, God of War. I've been playing for at least 3 weeks, like kind of off and on, and I've been doing things. I've been accomplishing things. I've been going through, I got all of the Odin's Ravens. I got every, no trophy. I'm like, why, where are the fucking trophies? I haven't looked them up yet. Again, I'm not a big fan of that, but eventually I'm going to, because I am like, I'm running out of things to do. And it's just like, what do I have to do to get these trophies? And it's just like, cause a lot of games you get everything of a certain thing, and all of a sudden you hear, bling, and then, okay, cool, let's go, Nope, I haven't gotten one. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this? So, yeah, it's all good, though. I'll get to it. Yeah, that's just how it goes, I guess, right? Other than that, I played some Mortal Kombat 1. Trying to chip my way through the campaign mode. I always forget what it's called.
Invasion.
I always forget.
Did they unlock a Chameleon yet? I haven't played.
I don't know. I was just playing Invasion. I got it right. I almost forgot again. Not gonna lie. It's great. The game's awesome. It's just a good, well-rounded fucking fighting game. It really is. I would say that's about all I've been playing. Really. I mean, it's been kind of a slow holiday season. I've been, I got the baby, but at the same time, I have been gaming almost every night. So it's nothing that I haven't not been gaming. I just playing what I want to play at this point, waiting for some games to come out. I think that's more like it. What I got for Christmas, I received Super Mario Wonder. I did.
Nice.
So I was excited about it, which is nice. Cool, but I haven't gotten to it.
You haven't played it yet?
It's still in plastic. So, but I will. Actually, this week I'm planning on it. So, yeah. But, you know, I've been like, I didn't want to like jump off of God of War because I knew once I go to Mario, I think God of War is going to be shelved for a while. And I didn't want to do that yet. So, and Mario will be there. I'm not worried about it. And it's Mario. I'm sure it's great.
You're gonna get glued to that game.
It probably is. Yeah. I mean, I've heard nothing but great things for that game, so I'm really looking forward to playing it. It looks like
I still haven't played Odyssey. I haven't even touched it.
We're gonna touch on Odyssey a little bit because Mike wrote an article on it, and apparently your mental capacity is better when you play Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew, right? Who knew? All right. But yeah, that's it. That's what I've been playing, and that's what I got for Christmas. Verlaine.
Oh man,
let's go.
I don't know. I felt like I haven't been playing a lot, but I guess like compared to what you guys have done, I've played a lot. Okay. First and foremost, dude, I can't stop playing the finals, and I literally will jump in, do like two games, and then go do something else. Come back, dude. I'm winning games. I fucking got that game down pat, man. Like the game is such an easy, just jump in, jump out. Like I'm on board. That game's sweet. For as simple as it is, it's one of those games like Counter-Strike. Like they don't have to add too much to it. The way it is just, dude, when you go to when you're defending the point to get the cash out, which is the second part or the third part of the whole thing. I told you guys, like almost everything is destructible. And dude, it's just so game changing when like the spot you're protecting a safe on the roof of a building. And part of the strategy is like, fuck it, let's blow up the floor. So it ends up crashing through different floors, getting knocked all over the place. Dude, the game's sweet and it's free. And it's, if you haven't played it, dude, play the game, the finals. It's just so good. The worst part about it is you have to manually opt in to have microphone, like to talk. So unless somebody pushes, you see the button, you push X to like let it, then no one communicates. And then if they're not saving people, sometimes you'll get shitty teams, but whatever. It's cool.
Yeah. It's a multiplayer game. That's about the par for the course there.
I bought Red Dead Online because it was $10. I've only done like two things in it, but yeah, it's cool. Like I remember it. It's not the campaign part, but there's so much to do in that game right now. Yeah. Like it's unreal. Okay. So I got for Christmas, the MetaQuest 3. From the moment I turned it on, holy shit. It's like the fucking future, man. I could do this podcast with the thing on and be totally like coherent and everything. It's unbelievable. It came with a game, and I guess their main, like one of their main, exclusives is Asgard.
I want you to do the show coherent without it. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just once.
So there's Asgard's Wrath 2, which is pretty sweet. It's like, it kind of like felt like Prince of Persia in VR, cause it's like an Egyptian setting. There's parts where you actually wall run. So you don't have to run, but you go to a part and you just push jump and it does it automatically, which is still kind of sweet. They did something sweet with, you know, in VR, you have the Force. No matter what game, you always have the Force. You can just suck your weapons up.
Yeah.
And almost every game, you can throw your weapon and then suck it up, right? If you throw it, then you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
This game.
Call it back, maybe. Suck it up.
Suck it up. Well, because you're that's the thing. Like, because you're actually, you know, just sucking it up. But in this game, you are calling it back because if you throw an axe, every weapon you throw is a throwable, and it hits something or whatever, you have to pull it back. So it's like Thor's hammer. Like, you throw it, it's not just like me and like that. You have to like grab it like invisibly and yank it back to you. It's sweet. Like, compared to every game that does that, it's a pretty like, it's a nice little like change of pace. I didn't play too far into it, but it's sweet. I bought a game called The Cabin, but I only bought it to play the home invasion part of it, which was just an update where zombies come into your apartment.
Oh,
And it's because it's MetaQuest.
My mind went totally a different place.
It's like Eli Roth movie.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I can't wait to just go into people's houses and fuck with them. Like, all right. Zombies. Okay, that's better. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a zombie game. I haven't played the original. I just play the one where you like map out your house. I put the window where my window is, a door, and then like they come in. So it's pretty cool. The biggest game, dude. All right, so I bought Arizona Sunshine 2.
I knew that was like one of the first games you bought.
I bought this game, right? And because Jack bought it, and we've played through the zombie games.
He has it too, right? Did he get the 3?
Yeah. But see, he's doing something now, so he's not really like playing games. And I can't wait. And the game, look, I tried playing the game by myself and I couldn't do it. Like, I got just to a dude, it was literally like 20 steps from where I started. And I was like, I can't do this. It's too much. Like, zombies, like, because it's realistic. And I've been texting him to play and he wouldn't play and no one would play. And I'm like, fuck it, dude. I'm just going to play. I have to play. This is a sweet looking game. So I tried a public match, got paired up with a kid, but he left immediately. So then I just played the game. And I'm playing this game, and it's nerve-wracking, dude, because, I mean, it's a fucking zombie game. It's very realistic. But there was a saving grace. I'm going to show you my saving grace, which made the game so fucking sweet. All right? So let's see. Let's do this.
Oh, that's right. You were live. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So let's see. All right. So like, I just got to a part, like it's barely the part where I kind of got like nervous. I had to get to this helicopter that crashed. There were a lot of zombies. I heard a bunch of zombies and I just shut it off. And then this time I got to them, just killed a bunch of zombies. The pilot's dead.
Okay.
And I don't know where to go. And I'm kind of like, what the fuck? Your wrist here, guy. Huh? Yeah, I'll skip a little bit. Oh yeah, look.
Okay.
If I find Mission Zero first, yep. Then
he talks like the whole thing. He's monologuing, which is kind of sweet. It reminds me of Blood and Truth. How it's like a
movie. Okay.
But then this happens, dude. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, little man.
Oh, it's a dog. Okay. Oh.
It's a fucking. You get a dog. We're back there.
Is it a zombie dog? Oh, you could pet a dog. Okay, well, that's a check mark in the game. There you go.
Yeah, dude.
First dog pet of 20.
But look.
How about this? You want to play fetch?
Dude, it's so cool.
You're just playing fetch with the dog?
Can you fetch it?
Does he, like, become your dog meat? Nice.
Work, buddy.
Yeah. And then,
The saving grace of this game was dog?
This dog, because now I have somebody. And I've said it before about Paranormal Activity, the game. It's not scary because you have a dog. And so once you get this dog, he can detect danger. It's like having a person with you.
Yeah.
But you can sick him on zombies and shit, dude. So, yeah. I mean, this game, cool. And so now,
on you go.
I'm down. It's fucking... This is probably the best game so far that they've made. For this thing,
why don't you go ahead and
it looks very intuitive.
Yeah, do you have any zombies? I'd like to see what they kind of
right
look
there.
Oh, they're there. Oh, okay, there. That's like that's what I was waiting for. Did it just kill your dog?
And the ammo in this game, no, he's killing a guy. The ammo in this game is very sparse.
Sparse, you mean?
Sparse.
Ooh.
Oh, the dog's sicking him. Okay, cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Go to, like, if there's there's zombies that are, like, you know, some games they're that you think they're dead and then they come up, he'll like growl at them and they're like there and they're trying to like pounce on you. But dude, that dog, like, seriously, I ran out of ammo once and that dog saved my life. I just kept turning around, sick him. He'll take him, but he won't finish off if I say sick someone else. So then he'll go to somebody else. So he just knocks him down temporarily.
So you actually, it's an audio thing. You say sick him and he goes.
No, it's not. Oh. I use the stick and you target somebody.
Come on. Where are we at? This is the Meta 3. Really? There's no audio. I'm kind of disappointed.
Maybe they'll add it. I don't know. But it's sweet.
That is game, there smell-o-vision? I don't know if that's even a thing. Yeah. That's cool, though. Right on.
MetaQuest 3, dude. That shit's it's the future, man. Like, for real.
That's cool. Right on. Well, good. Congrats. Congrats on your on your Meta 3. That's cool.
Yeah, you got to get one.
Sure.
At some point. Maybe I'll play my Meta 2 at some point.
Oh, man. Okay, so I was playing this kid. I played a Horde mode right before this. I streamed it. You can watch it. It's right before this show. And I got paired up with some dude on PlayStation 5, which was sweet, dude. We went to, like, level 30 on my first time on Horde. But it was so funny because he's like, oh, I don't know if it works on Oculus, but check this out. And I'm like, what? And he's like, well, if you push down on the stick, you do 180 totally reversed, like, instantly. And I'm like, watch this. And I'm like, I just turn around and I turn around.
Well, a lot of games are like that, though, because, like, you just can't. Because
you can't turn. Well, you're wired. You can't.
Right.
But I was, point was, it's funny.
That it works for you, too. Okay. That's cool. Right on. All right. All right. Mike, you have your retro reboot. And actually, you could do the last 2 weeks if you'd like. Before you do that, though, coming up on the show, I didn't sell anything. So here I'm going to do this right now. Somebody beat Tetris.
Yeah.
That's a thing, man. Yeah. I never thought that was actually going to be a thing, but that's actually a thing. They're also saying that the Switch... Well, the experts out there are saying they know the price point of the new Switch 2, or whatever they're going to call it. We'll get to that as well. And then Jack Black is in another video game movie. We'll get to that. But all right, Mike, let us know your retro reboot from the last, actually, 2 weeks. So go ahead.
I actually forgot to write one. Christmas week.
My bad. And then just do last week.
But last week, Tuesday, yesterday, which you can read at gamefixshow.com, breaking in the new year with some games that drove me nuts back in the day. I reviewed Mortal Kombat Mythologies Sub-Zero for the PlayStation and N64, why they decided to take the Mortal Kombat controls and make an action platformer out of them, I have no idea. It was one of those attempts back in the day to flesh out the lore of Mortal Kombat, because the lore was actually getting more popular than, like, the violence at that point, because people were into the characters and movies and everything. Mm-hmm. This game drove me and my brother nuts. Take a look at that review. Disagree with me if you want, if you're a fan of this game, because there's actually some out there. I've actually run into people that were like, oh man, people were harsh on this game. This was actually a pretty cool game. You just got to get good. On top of having a block button, Sub-Zero needs a turnaround button. A turnaround button in an action game is not going to do you any favors.
Yeah, that was the worst.
All right, well, go check that out, gamefixshow.com. Go check that out. So he'll have the next one out next Tuesday. So just do that. So we'll see you next Tuesday.
I see what you did there.
All right. So, you know, let's get right into that, what I was talking about. Okay, so Tetris.
Tetris,
depending on if you're French or not. It's one of those games that it kind of transcends. It really doesn't matter how old you are. you know, what generation of a gamer you are, Tetris is just Tetris, and it's just a great game, right? And, you know, people of all ages are playing the game there and have been playing the game for a very long time. But we also found out that, well, we thought that this game was completely unbeatable. It's just one of those games that just keeps on going and keeps on going and keeps on going. Well, it turns out there is a way to beat it. And I put that in quotes, because it is really what you're doing is you're telling the computer that there's nowhere else to go. What do they call it? The kill screen, the kill screen, yeah. I believe.
Pac-Man did the same thing. Like, it's not real ending, but you're going so high that the computer just gives you up or some shit.
Yeah, well, with Pac-Man, it was like the side of the screen.
Pac-Man was 256, level 256.
Yes,
would
that's
just
it.
Destroy, like, it would just go away or some shit would happen.
Right. Well, in this case, all you have to do is you have to get to a certain level, which was insane, just like 10 years ago, to get to this level. Like about 10 years ago, somebody got to like level 95, and that was like, what the heck? That is never even imagined anyone doing it. Since that happened, there's kind of been a resurgence to the game, and people have been, you know, level 100, level 109, well, you know, and just kind of keep going. And then before that, somebody actually put out an AI, like a robot playing it, and they got to the kills screen or whatever, and it was at level 156, which is absolutely ridiculous. Okay. And it was thought that really no humans can do it. It was, you know, this was definitely a computer thing, and there was no way a human can do it until a gamer that goes by the name of Cheese, I believe that he goes by, with a Z, developed this way of tapping the D-pad with, like, when you're using the D-pad with your fingers left and right, you're also hitting the back of the controller with the other hand. So you're hitting the controller like three or four times more than if you would do it by your finger. Okay. So people have been developing this skill, because what happens is once you get to a certain level in Tetris, if you just hit left or hit right, they don't even get to all the way to the side, to each side of the Tetris screen. Okay. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So they've developed this way of using the controller, and it's a Nintendo controller, where, like I said, they have to, like, it's like a multi-tap, or I don't even know exactly what they coined it as. And people have been kind of developing it, and they've gotten to the point where they've gotten to very, very high levels. Well, it just turns out this past week, a gamer by the name of Blue Scooty, he's 13 years old, and not only did he beat the record as far as levels goes, but he also is the first human to hit the kill screen of Tetris. It's amazing. If you understand Tetris, it's just incredible. I have the video of him doing it, and we'll give you an idea of what's going on here.
How fast that is.
Yeah. Did you see that? Hold on.
That's insane.
It's insane. So, I don't know. Oh yeah. Here, hold on. Let me get the sound going here. All right. Yeah. He was like kind of freaking out, obviously. So here he is at, like, I don't know, level crazy. And as you can see, I mean, it's fast. It's fast. And the only way you can get those pieces from one side or the other is to do that. Get those pieces there. So as
he's because it's like a dead zone.
Yeah. 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 So he just keeps going. Actually, I turned up so you guys can
hear. Yep.
You see? It just flows. The screen just freezes. And if you hear in the background, you can hear the music like.
Oh.
Like, that's insane. It was really cool because, like, I did some research. I really didn't know as far as the Tetris community goes, but they're kind of a tight-knit community. It's pretty cool. Where somebody else was trying to do it as well, like some guy that's rated number one, you know. So he was trying to do it, and he like failed. He like just missed it by like two or three levels. Failed and looks. He looks down at his screen, and a bunch of people that were watching him were also watching this blue scooty kid, saying that he is about to do it. Like he's about to do it. So he ended up switching it over to his own feed and watching it. And it was just like a watch party, it turned out to be. And it was like, it was pretty cool because he was just like, come on. And he was rooting him on. It was like really cool. So yeah, that is amazing. I never thought that would even be a thing. I mean, a lot of games like that, you know, old games, there was no end. It was just, you just play and eventually you just, you know, you die or whatever you want to call it. You want to refer to it as. So huge props goes to this 13-year-old kid, Blue Scooty. Very, very cool. What an accomplishment. I mean, the game is like almost 35 years old and no one's ever done it. He is the first human to hit the kill screen.
Take that, Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, right.
Billy Mitchell's innocent.
Yeah, so he says.
Well, so everybody says they gave him everything back.
I'm just kidding. Honestly, I don't care. to be completely honest,
I feel like every 7 years he comes out and like beats Donkey Kong, and he like goes, "See, I can do it."
I'm like, "Okay, yeah, we got you, bro." Donkey Kong. Yeah, but yeah, so that, I don't know. I thought that was a really cool thing. If you play Tetris, you know, Mike, you know, because you can't fucking get first place in Tetris 99. I would love to see this kid play fucking Tetris 99. That's what I'd love to see.
He's probably the one who keeps beating me.
He's probably the only human that can beat Tetris 99 too. Everybody else is a bot.
Yeah.
So like he'd give all the bots and runs for their money. They'd all get together and just turn
bots
into
bots would be all frustrated and stuff.
Become self-aware.
Yeah.
I'm going to go create burner accounts and send it to you. It's like, you're a pleb.
Bub, 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 bub. Sorry. yeah, so that.
You know what I realized?
Yes, what?
Wayne's World is canon with the Terminator franchise.
Go ahead.
I was watching it, and remember there's the part where he's in the car driving, and then he's stopped, and the cop comes in.
This boy?
He's like, no!
Wayne's World 2, right? It was in Wayne's World 2,
yep.
I think.
Yeah. And it was the same dude.
Like him, yeah. Yeah.
Canon.
I mean, it's parody, but okay. It's canon, whatever. Whatever, it's fine. Actually, you know what? I'm glad you brought up... you know, actually, you didn't bring up that. Never mind. I'll move on.
Cannons?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Let's go to the Switch story. This is something that I saw, and I was just kind of confused by it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that's pretty cool. But, okay. So, which makes me want this Switch even less, I think. and the reason why I say that is the price. At least that's what these experts are saying. They're saying that the price for the new Switch, once it comes out, they believe it will drop probably next year, 2025. But they are saying this Switch will be less than $400. Disgust.
I mean, do they have anything to base this on?
Well, of course they do.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, I guess, because yeah, if Nintendo was going to make that huge leap to grown-up world, they would fuck it up and go under the budget. And look, it's not wrong no matter what anyone says. You can judge technology by the price you're being charged for it in most cases. So like when we're paying $500 for every console, the current and their new one's going to be under that, it's going to be less of a machine. It cannot be better than what you already have. It can't be. There's no fucking way they would ever be able to, like, you'd be a fool if you're like, no, they just want to do it, blah, blah, blah. They know they're going to lose money on a console. Really? They would have to be having a $700 to $800 machine selling it at four to say that they're just going to lose money on purpose for it to be better. Right. Nah. I don't know.
I mean, hell, the
Even the Steam Deck.
I was going to say the Steam Deck is 700, 800, depending on the model you get. And I don't know anybody that owns one. So there you have that.
Yeah. I know somebody that does. The Steam Deck for that price though, you can, it's a computer and it's totally open source. So you could put anything you want on there. You can emulate the fuck out of it. Like it's just, it's like what a PSP was when what people wanted the PSP to be. Is what the Steam Deck is now.
And by the way, I read that wrong. He says it's coming out this year, but he said that last year.
Oh, all right.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Nintendo, it's not also like, it's not their technology that is stopping them from making awesome games, in my opinion. Awesome, in my opinion, not what I'm going to say. It's Nintendo. Like, they don't, it's not like they're like, let's just like make our games and keep it on this technology and make games for this technology. They're just, their games don't need anything bigger. Their minds aren't big enough to need all that power. If they had a machine that was like the Xbox, it'd be useless. What kind of games do they have that would need that much power? None. So you're going to be getting a machine that you're going to be wasting everything on. The third party games is what you'll use it for, but you already have a machine that does that.
Right.
Nothing. There is not one Mario game that I can think of that they could make that would utilize unless they went that whole Unreal Engine 5 fucking thing that you see online with Mario.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing that happen. Like, what are they going to do? Like, what would they put out with that much power? They just don't need it.
Mike.
Yeah. I think that the most powerful console that they had relative to the generation that it came out in was the GameCube. They screwed themselves over with the GameCube by having their like proprietary discs and those mini discs, which like shied third party developers away from it. But even then, at the time, most of like Nintendo's in-house games didn't really look any better than what you would find on the Xbox at the time. And with the new Switch, because there was that one report a couple weeks back in like early December that says it was another one of the insiders had talked about how the games for the next Switch will be like PS5 or Xbox Series esque, so probably something that's a little bit overclocked and upscaled. And Nintendo is good with a lot of their data crunching. They get a lot. They get a lot out of like very little, but. Like Verlaine said, stuff like Pokemon and Animal Crossing doesn't really require that. So,
no.
you don't really need your games about cute, cuddly creatures to have like a great deal of horsepower behind it. The only way that I could see that, and it was something that Capcom did when they were developing the regular Switch on the outdated Tegra X2 chips, was getting them to kind of use a little bit of like cloud-based streaming to get games like Resident Evil to run on it. Now, they ended up having like a beta-tested version of Biohazard that sort of ran on the Switch, but they never released it. Could a new console do that? Probably, but they don't really need it. So I think as long as they keep like third parties happy, because I don't think a Grand Theft Auto 6 is coming out on the Nintendo Switch.
No.
Probably not. They would probably want it just adequate enough because they signed that deal with Microsoft to bring Call of Duty to bring it onto the Switch. They probably want it good enough to run stuff like that and to keep the latency as low as possible if they're doing crossplay, if crossplay is going to be allowed. So I see this kind of pulling some strings. Also, one of the things that I'd read that was a little bit interesting is there's speculation that there's going to be an all digital version of a Switch, and then a cart based Switch that will play your Nintendo Switch games. That's probably going to be like either $150 more or like $50 more. So it's going to be like the Series S and X kind of like relationship.
Yeah, I mean, PlayStation did it as well. So, yeah.
You know, so they charge they charge us extra for, they have physical, then they're like, all right, we're going to take physical and charge you less. But it's not really like they're going to charge less for digital. They're charging more for physical. But when you think about it, it should charge the same because just replace that cart $100 with $100 worth of fucking internal memory. But they're not. They're just ripping us off on that. You know what I'm saying? It would make sense. No. Hey, You want no physical media and just digital? Awesome. Well, you're going to get a bigger hard drive than the fucking cart one. That would only make sense.
That would. That would. They're also saying that the games released will probably be $70 a piece, which would, I guess, make up for the price of the console itself. Maybe?
I'm not surprised by that. Tears of the Kingdom was a $70 game, so they've already made that joke.
That's only a first party decision that they can make, though. They'd have to be like, all right, we're going to undercut our console and then overcharge on our games, but that's only their first party games, which obviously the way they release them will always sell. But I mean, look, they're going to have no matter what, they could have one that says, hey, here's the Nintendo Switch. It does everything you want. But when you're done playing it, your hands are going to smell like feces for days. People will still buy it. People will still buy it. They don't give a fuck. They'll be like, hey, guess what? The next Switch is actually a Game Boy Advance type graphics. People will still fucking buy it. They don't give a fuck because they're not real gamers.
Yeah.
What?
Shots fired. Man. First episode of 2024 coming in hot. Coming in hot. I love it. I love it.
2024 has no room for you. This is where Generation X comes back.
A big comeback, huh?
The big Gen X comeback is 2024, man.
That's why they changed the name from Twitter to X. Like, it's all coming, dude. It's all big, all fruition coming together.
Telling we'll you, man, circle. No room for Nintendo. Nintendo knows it. That's why they're trying to hurry up and make a better machine, because they know it. They're going to get fucked, because you know what? Someone's going to come out with another Genesis attitude, and they're going to be like, you know what? Screw you, Nintendo. Keep with your pussy-ass shit. We got big balls.
Genesis does what Nintendo don't.
Everyone does what Nintendo don't.
Like, you tell some of those Dreamcast boys, they still think that Dreamcast 2 is coming.
Okay.
The dream.
That'd be cool. I think that would be cool. I think that would make headlines, right? Like, that would be something that would turn a lot of heads, because especially if it's on par with PlayStation and Xbox. But it's a pipe dream as far as I'm concerned.
I'm still surprised Nintendo just didn't flat out buy Sega.
Yeah. I've been waiting for somebody to buy Sega completely.
I think Sega and Atari should join forces.
They should.
Because they both have something going on that's kind of making them a little good.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Atari, but they won't.
Sega.
Speaking of, Verlaine, have you played your Atari? I know you got it, but you haven't even talked about it.
I haven't opened it yet.
No, you haven't even fucking opened it.
Well, because I'm in the process of moving. That, and then I also ordered I've played all my games. I have a working Atari, so I have a game that I ordered called Something Mary, and it's not out yet. I pre-ordered it. I'm waiting to get that to play it, and then wait to move so then I could stream my Atari. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I haven't played that, but it is just I'm not dumb. I know it's just a fucking Atari.
I know, like, there's nothing special about it other than HDMI cable. That's HDMI
really cable. And the 10 game thing that it came with.
Oh, really? It did come with,
it came with a cartridge that has 10 games on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, you know, you still like, that's the best part, is you can still play the games. But, yeah.
That's cool.
Come on, SNK.
But here's the thing. We've talked about this before where, hey, if they want to get rid of fucking all this lawsuits of emulation, all this bullshit, just release your fucking, put Nintendo's out there. People will buy them. And then you put the Nintendo games, the originals, you're like not spending any money. You got all the shit. Re-release them. People will buy the fuck out of those, right? Atari, it's pretty much what they're doing right now. They released a modern day version of their old shit, and people are going to start buying Atari games because they can play them. And Atari is releasing, as dumb as it sounds, new Atari games. Atari games that were canceled because of the whole video game crash. Now they're putting money behind them and finishing them and releasing them. So they are doing just that. And they're not, well, they are charging a lot of money, but
Rightfully so. I get it.
It's something, and it could catch on, and that would be really sweet if it did.
Yeah, I agree.
Cash in on that retro boom.
Yeah.
And then it would kill it, because then if everything retro is current, there's no retro anymore.
Retroly speaking.
It just kind of like eats its, it's because of Snake eating its own tail.
It's like traveling through time. If you travel through the past, you don't. Because that becomes your future, so you always travel through the future.
That was like Banner explaining.
That's just normal like life. That's like
you can't change the past, or you can't change the future by going to the past and changing.
Because it's the future, and you're already alive, so nothing happened to kill you in this whole whatever. But yeah,
that were, that's when Rhodey was like, "Can't we just go back in time and get Thanos?
Kill baby Thanos."
Like that, he's like, okay, that's disturbing. It's like it's Thanos we're talking about. Here. You can't go to the past and do that and change the future. Like it'll still happen, it just in another way. I think that's
right. It depends on which like level, which law of time travel you want to follow.
Yeah. Is even like, though they go into the past to change the future.
Yeah, because technically, if you do that, you would bamf out of existence because there would be no reason for you to exist in that contingent string.
And you can't bamf out of existence because that's against physics. So, therefore, time travel doesn't exist. It can't exist. Prove me wrong.
Well, they killed Nebula, and she still never mind.
They did. She killed her past self. And still lived.
Yep.
And it took her place.
But that's how it just worked, because like she wouldn't just disappear. It's like immediately once you you go back in time, it makes another branch because everybody around you doesn't see you. Whatever.
I don't think that's anyway. This is getting down a rabbit hole that I don't want to start.
By Atari.
Although we should go down this rabbit hole at some point, but maybe not today. So anyway, all right. Let's get some free games in. How about that?
Ah, man, I'm out of cash.
I haven't played that in a while. PlayStation, you know, they still have free games. Xbox is like, I ain't doing that anymore. Xbox kind of has free games. We'll get to that. The PlayStation, their PlayStation Plus monthly games for January are as follows. It is A Plague Tale Requiem. I'm hearing that game is super boring. So that's
like a Telltale game, right?
I think it's awesome.
You think it's a
Telltale game?
It's not a Telltale game, but it is very story heavy.
It's a narrative where,
but there is some action combat elements to it, but it's also very dialogue heavy. So if
very action wordy, like matching the gem colors to form three to make a combo. Just kidding.
This is columns. Remember
Titan of the Dead?
Anyway, the next one is Evil West. It is a vampire hunter, right? He's like kind of Van Helsing or whatever. So that looks pretty cool. I don't know. I'll give that one a go.
Yeah, that was like a cool like 360 era action game.
Yeah. And then Nobody Saves the World. I don't know anything about it. What is this game?
You ever played Guacamelee?
Yes.
Guacamelee.
Like Guacamelee. Mike and all his pronunciations.
I can't speak English well. I was born speaking this language and I can't talk it. But it's from that team. It's kind of like an action shooter. It's actually quite fun. I actually think PlayStation had a pretty good month of free game announcements.
Cool. Time. Okay. Yeah, I will give that a go. And actually, yeah, those games were released yesterday. So they are available to download and give it a go. As far as Xbox goes, they don't give out free games unless you have Xbox Game Pass, which is not free. But it's kind of free if you already have it. It just feels like it's free at that point. So their list of games will be coming out, and one game is out now, but a couple of games will be coming out as we go throughout the month. The game that's out right now is Close to the Sun. It is a game.
Totally.
I don't really think about it.
Game Pass is being, I mean, it's completely Xboxed itself with Game Pass by allowing independent no-nuts to fucking just put their games on there.
Yes.
They should have been like, look, you could put it on our store and charge a nickel if you want, but fuck tainting Game Pass with this garbage. Hey, new release, and it's like five games that are all fucking Vivendi fucking novels. Like, fuck that.
It actually looks kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, maybe not. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I'm not. I specifically am not talking about that game, but lately all the games are just like Wind Breath. And a night in Romance Town, or it's an RPG called Hatuti's Aklama Rated Fluck,
or Hell Let Loose.
Hell Let Loose.
which comes out tomorrow.
That's a gun game, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah. January 9th is probably the biggest game that's coming out as far as that goes. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. So that's pretty cool. So if you're into the Assassin's Creed and you haven't played Valhalla, with God of War, right? Yes. Then the same day, January 9th, Figment. There you go. That fits your narrative there, really. It's a game like Figment.
Figment.
January 11th. Yeah, right. January 11th, Super Mega Baseball 4. It's cool. Those are fun games. You know, an animated baseball game, you know. Also January 11th, We Happy Few. I've never played that. That looks like a creepy-ass game, though.
I played it.
Artistically, it looks neat.
Yeah.
I took a pill. But right when they first started, you have a choice because you're trying to break free from this matrixy thing, and you take the pill or don't. I'm like, fucking, that's what everybody's doing. Bloop, take the pill, game over. You were just, I stay in the world. And I was like, yes. Seriously, that's how you could end the game that way, by taking the pill. Like if the Matrix, you're like blue pill or red pill. If he picked the blue pill,
right.
The end. Written by Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson.
He's the one who fucked up.
The guy that directed.
Yeah. I'd say the Wachowski brothers, but that's fine. Or sisters, whatever they are now. That's fine. Yeah. And then January 16th, Resident Evil 2. I guess you're into that. That's actually kind of cool. I'll probably pick that up again. I did like Resident Evil 2. What's wrong? Berlin's
what I mean, what is it? This is on Xbox? On
this Game is Pass? Xbox Game Pass coming.
But what Resident Evil 2 on what version is it? Is the Xbox 360? You know what I'm saying? Like
I'm pretty sure they remade it, right?
Oh yeah.
Gotcha.
So I might give that a go. And then the last one, January 16th, also that day, Those Who Remain, which is another one that fits Verlaine's narrative. Those Who Remain.
Like those games are like the crime podcast of video games.
The video game podcast of video games.
Yeah, when you get people that don't know what the fuck they're doing to do something, that's what happens.
Anyway.
Yeah. I like those like psychological horror games that just like put nothing in them, and you're just supposed to be like creeped out by the ambiance, and you just like wander around. Fear, and there's like,
that's the game I played. I was like, wait a minute, nothing is fucking happening, and then you just stop being scared. It's like, oh great, painting's melting, fucking whoop-de-doo, nothing's gonna kill me. So why am I playing this game?
Yeah.
I wanted to look at something. I'd look at something.
Like the same team that made that game is doing the Silent Hill 2 remake.
Oh my god!
So
knowing that,
yeah,
you're gonna have 50. The game gets good after you're 75% through the game, and then it doesn't.
I remember playing like The Medium, and I thought The Medium looked cool when I watched the trailers for it. I played it on Game Pass, and like nothing happens for like hours on end. There's like one kind of thriller moment where you run away from a thing, and then it's right back to solving puzzles again. So
yeah, but I mean, dude, you shouldn't have been that surprised. They may as well just name the game Mid.
Right?
They named it Medium. There's no way that game was going to be like great, right?
It's like they put that studio in charge of Silent Hill. It's like you're like Konami's playing with fire.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Well, yeah, all right. What do we want to talk about? We want to talk about Stellar Blade. I don't give a shit about Stellar Blade, but
I don't
Mike,
know anything
you might.
About it.
Go ahead, Mike.
Is it Scaleborn?
It's a. Honestly, it may as well be. It's pretty much Korean Bayonetta.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like a Korean Bayonetta. It got... I can't even say it really got delayed. Like, they announced it back in, like, State of Play last year, and no one saw anything from it. So, it's gonna come out this year at some point.
It's
so PS5. They're delaying a game. Huh?
It's PS5 exclusive, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
But they're delaying a game that they never announced the date for. Is that what you're saying? It's like, hey, we're going to delay this game. And everybody's like, you never even told us when it's coming out. So it's not really why are you even saying it?
It's not quite delayed. Nintendo keeps delaying the Metroid game. Although, again, we don't know when it's supposed to come out. So.
Yeah, it's still in development as of the word coming out of my mouth.
It's like the Bugs Bunny meme. Sorry.
Will it be a launch game for the Switch too? No.
No. Let's speculate that. Which launch game will come for the Switch 2 or whatever they're gonna call it?
I think they're gonna repackage Tears of the Kingdom with it.
No.
They'll probably like scrub it off, make it look cleaner.
Or they'll put 1 and 2 together.
Not to launch. You're talking launch, dude. That's not see, if they wanted that, they wouldn't have released Tears of the Kingdom on the Switch. They should have held it. So yeah. Because they released it on the Switch. And because they released the new Mario on the Switch after having a Switch Mario, which is different, that only leaves Mario Kart to be the launch for the next Switch.
Boom. I think you nailed it. Yeah. Well, I know because they already said that they're not launching a they're not putting out any new Mario Kart game for the Switch. So I get that.
What else is there? Their main two things they should have held for console buying, they've already released, so they have something in there. Or Star Fox.
Or Smash.
I guess another you could Smash. Redistribute Smash Ultimate.
I don't know about it, but
it's probably too soon for like a new Smash, and they're not making any more characters from it. The game's run its life, man. Mario Kart 9, you know, like Berlin said, probably their best bet because Donkey Kong games don't sell. Tropical Freeze did terribly.
And it was fun. That game was fucking fun. I don't care
what anyone said. I loved it. It was like one of the coolest DK games in a long time.
It was just like second to the original.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Country, not yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Not yeah. Billy and all his Donkey Kong bullshit, but you know.
That's that one. I can't really think of any other like people thinking, oh, what if they're going to bring back F-Zero? It's like they already released F-Zero 99. They're not going to make a new F-Zero game.
No one cares. No one gives a fuck about F-Zero except for the fucking fanboys. That's it, man.
Yeah, there's like 28 accounts on Twitter that's like Nintendo's losing money by not making the new F-Zero game.
No, they're not.
You guys didn't buy it when F-Zero was relevant.
Yeah, right. Like, come on. Or maybe they did, but that's it. That's all.
And I think Nintendo also ended up in a little bit of a pickle because the Switch kept selling. They probably had new hardware ready, but the Switch kept making money. So it was like, okay, well, here's like Mario Wonder. Here's a new Zelda game. I think only until like once people stopped getting the scalping prices of the PS5 and everyone started buying those again, did like the PS5 just kind of shoot right by it again. So the sales of the Switch are kind of dwindling-ish. And I think they just wanted to like chug it out for one more holiday season.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think they're waiting for that big guy to die.
Who?
Everybody got silent. Fucking the president of Nintendo.
Morimoto or whatever?
Yeah.
Miyamoto?
Maybe they're just waiting out for him to get it run.
He actually just had an interview saying that he's not going to retire. He's just more worried about falling over. Was that?
Yeah, he doesn't have to. Yeah, like, somebody should be like, you don't have to retire in order to fucking die of old age, dude. Like, you don't have to retire. Fine. It doesn't matter. We know that in a few years, you will be gone. You don't have to retire to be gone. You said it yourself. Look at our president. Like, you can't live life just stumbling around.
He's going to be gone at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. One of these falls is just going to take you out. And then Nintendo is going to like break free, buy Sega, buy Atari, put an M rating on one of their first fucking Zelda games and just destroy everyone.
That'd be amazing, actually. Or we find out that he's on Epstein's list. That would be a fucking twist, man. I'd be like, what? Like, no one else would like bat an eye, but we, what? Like that? How did that happen?
And only then he'd finally step down.
Yeah, maybe. Let's get, what's his name back? Let's get,
Reggie
back.
Right?
He's just waiting for the perfect time to come back. I doubt that. Yeah.
I bet he's selling cars.
It's been his plan the entire time.
He was selling GameStop or something like that. I don't even know what that was. All right. That's all I have for video game. You guys have anything else before we go? I got some movie TV news.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a book news first.
Books are for nerds.
Books are for nerds. It is a, Verlaine, you have kids, so you know, the golden books.
Yeah.
You know, they're fun. They're cool. I got my son the Super Mario Brothers golden book for Christmas. And he'll be able to read that in like, you know, 3 years, 4 years, something like that. Hopefully he can read by then. Well, they just announced that they are making another little golden book. It is an ABC book called A for Alien, based on Alien. Yeah. Dude, that's not for fucking kids, man.
That's like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
It's not for little kids, but they have.
Why is it not? It's like, a fucking golden book, man. Of course it's for little kids.
That you just said that that's not for little kids.
Well,
I'm saying franchise, the subject, so. But the thing is they just released these toys recently within the past 2 years. And remember that like all the aliens are like fluorescent, like one's like blue, one's yellow. The queen, I have the queen. It's like red. Like they're making them non like, kind of like how they did with Mortal Kombat.
They did that before.
They did that. But the ones that were the old toys from the 90s were, yeah, those were based on the comic book. So they were still like, they look like aliens. They were for like teenage boys, but now they're like, just like they did with Mortal Kombat, they made like a cartoon. It's almost like that's what they're trying to do. Is like, I don't know why. Why the fuck would they do that? Like that, the whole point of aliens is, it's sexual. It's sexual. The reason aliens is scary is the dude made it so that men would be scared of aliens because men don't want to be raped, and the whole alien process is pretty much raping a dude.
Yeah.
Or in this case, anybody. You can't like for kids, like, I don't know. I mean, it's not like they're going to stumble across a chest burster or a face hugger and be like, oh, it's a dog. And you're like, don't touch it. So it's not like there's a danger in them mislearning something, but I don't know. Maybe it's just the alien having tea or, he walks out of the dude's butt instead of busting through his chest.
That would be the most amazing thing ever. We're like, wait a minute. That's not how it goes. That's not what we signed up for.
This book needs to be bought and read as a part of the Patreon when it comes out.
Like a read-along? Let's totally do that. I'm in that.
I mean, hell, those are Rambo cartoon and a RoboCop cartoon back in the day. So this doesn't surprise me. I will say I am surprised that it's done today. But
what do you mean?
Right. So there's like so much stuff cranked down about what's like presented to kids or what they're supposed to perceive as offensive or whatnot. But because parents are always the ones that are the judge of that, a child has to learn. What a child needs input in order to determine what's like crossing the line for what they can handle or like what they can't.
Yeah,
you can kind of present stuff like that. And like if you do it like a boogeyman kind of story of like a creature under the bed or something, those draw from like fairy tales and whatnot. So, and like a lot of those Grimm's fairy tales were freaking brutal.
Well, I have a screenshot. Screen Rant had the picture of the cover, or at least a part of the cover, so you can kind of get an idea of the fun animation.
Oh, it's the cutest xenomorph ever.
What the fuck, dude?
I think the cat, the look on the cat's face is just kind of like, why am I here? Like, what's that?
That's an alien.
That's the only one that makes sense.
Why is that?
Because it's a fucking cat. Everything else in that animated style looks doesn't fit. Just that fucking cat. Ripley doesn't look that young. There's alien.
Little three.
She's like, what are you doing up there?
Look how cute they are, though.
It's got like Homer Simpson teeth.
Totally. All right. Let's move on from that. So Jack Black will be in the new Minecraft movie as Steve. Who cares, right? Come on. Is it going to be like a block?
Right?
It might be the voice. It might be.
Doesn't what if it feel all like for a Minecraft movie?
Would they make a Minecraft movie like CGI, or would they make it real? Like a real dude really crafting real zombies? That would be cool. But no, it wouldn't, because it would just be like, why are you there? Oh, is it lost? You just ended up waking up castaway and there's zombies. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess there is no point. Like, what the fuck is Minecraft is a never ending fucking journey.
Yeah. Well, Jack Black is going to be in it. Jason Momoa is going to be in it.
As a villager.
And I think that's the two that we know so far. So, yeah.
Just throw Jason Momoa in anything at this point.
Jason Momoa is the girl, Alex. So it's Steve and Alex. It's Jason Momoa.
God, I hope so. That would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. Real quick, we, at the beginning of the show, we played the Mickey Mouse horror movie, whatever it's called. What is it? Mickey Mouse?
Mickey's Mouse Trap.
Mickey's Mouse Trap, whatever. Yeah, they wasted no time to put that trailer out because Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney's 1928 short, Steamboat Willie, just became public domain, which is, you know, like the Happy Birthday song, you know, whatever. Anyone can use it now. So they wasted no time and they put out this movie, and this movie looks terrible. Yeah. So I don't know. Does that really do anything? Do we care about Steamboat Willie? I mean, 1928, it's not like that.
So the movie is garbage. The people who made it are garbage. I don't even care who's in it. They're garbage. I'll tell them to their face they're garbage. I don't even have to watch the movie to know they're garbage.
Which
the
movie?
People that made this, the Mickey Mouse movie.
Oh, I thought
Mickey
you were talking Mouse about Steamboat Willie.
No. Well, yeah, kind of. He was kind of. But they're garbage. Kinda. Like, because they would – this is obviously someone who did this to troll. This is no one came up because look,
yeah.
Put on a mask and that's your big get, like just like with the Winnie the Pooh one, like be creative, make it fucking Mickey Mouse killing people, but you can't. That's what makes it a troll thing. You have an opportunity to do something kind of fucked up with something that maybe deserves it. Disney, fuck them, but you pull out this garbage more as like a troll than showing what you can. It's fucking stupid. It's dumb. It shows what the world is, and it's pathetic. Filmmakers, fuck you.
At least that filmmaker.
However, it's very interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting that something like this can enter public domain.
Yeah.
Most of us don't know that, which begs to the question, what else is coming up public domain? How can you find out? These idiots already fucking knew it. They had this thing planned, and they're like, this is going to happen, so immediately we're going to release it.
It's probably going to do really well because of the fact that it's Mickey. I mean, that's because it's like, whoa, this is like a new thing. It's horror. I get it. It can be campy and stupid, but like, I can't blame them. But at the same time, fuck, man. Like I said, they didn't waste any fucking time. They were like,
it looks stupid. They didn't even take, look, they could have probably released this movie, except for the pamphlet that had Steamboat Willie literally on it. They could have probably released this movie and not been sued by Disney, because Mickey's not a fuck. It's called Mickey's Mousetrap. So there's no Mickey Mouse in the title. The image of Mickey Mouse doesn't even look like fucking Mickey Mouse. It's fucking a Hagrid mask that resembles not at all. So
but you saw the one scene where it was actually like the pamphlet was actually the Mickey
that's
Mouse.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah. That if they would have not had that in it,
yeah,
they could have made the movie. That's how bad it was that I'm sure Disney wouldn't have even been like, this isn't even a parody of our shit. Like, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
So they didn't do it right. It's stupid. But I think that it's like somebody should do something. Somebody should do something fucked up. But make a cartoon. Make a Steamboat Willie cartoon with Steamboat Willie Mickey murdering a bunch of people. Do something cool and creative, like what we want to see. Not just a dude in a Mickey mask because you can do it now.
That's exactly why they did it, though. You know, because yeah. And it's a cash grab. They're going to make a couple million. It's going to happen.
I wonder if they're
going
to get sued by fucking whoever owns Angry Birds, though.
Well, oh yeah, because I saw the arcade.
Yeah,
yeah.
They'll be like, "All right, we're going to sue you then." You fucks.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, there's no way the movie costs more than $1 million to make. There's no yeah. way, right?
Oh, so
no. they'll make a couple million and they'll be fine. It's cool, whatever.
Yeah, they probably filmed it over like a weekend.
Yeah, and then have sequels. You know that it's going to happen. What was that, Berlin?
That Winnie the Pooh one, did that do well? I mean, even movies that like get buzz, like people are like, I'm going to check that out just because Cocaine Bear, I'm going to check it out. Dude, I couldn't fucking even make it through that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But like, do you think that did well? Like, it had buzz, people watched it, but yeah. It's also on a streaming service. And I mean, yeah, I guess for a streaming service, they could pump out as many sequels as they want.
It's true.
Dude, find out what's coming up next. Public domain. Nintendo's got to have something. They're old as fuck.
Yeah.
How old is Pokemon? Mike, how old is Pokemon? 100? Let's fucking make a Pokemon movie. Make a Pokemon game.
It's like, what, 30? I think Pokemon's close to 25, 27 years old. Something like that.
Why don't they make a Mickey Mouse game? Someone should do that.
Ooh, let's put out Nintendo playing cards.
Yes!
Yeah?
A Nintendo playing card video game.
Wait, Nintendo's a company though. What was their cards called though?
Nintendo.
I think we'd do that.
Damn it. All right.
Like if Pikachu or something was like, or Jumpman, if Jumpman way.
Yeah.
We could make a Mario game. They can't fucking sue us.
Call it Jumpman. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. This was also one of the reasons why companies like Capcom and Konami renew their licenses for stuff like Virtua Fighter. Everyone keeps going, oh, they're gonna make a new sequel. It's like, nah. They're holding on to that.
They're just protecting it. Yeah,
as we see, like they only do it for so long
before it's entered in the public domain. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Weird.
There's something that's really messed up. That like Chip and Dale's movie. Is like the one thing that was like really subversive.
It was really fun. I love that. I'll watch that movie again. That was fun. I don't care.
Yeah, I had fun with it. And
the fact that they put in the fucked up Sonic was like, oh, this is
like, I didn't watch
that fucking good. You haven't seen it?
Nah.
Oh, you should totally watch it, man. Yeah, it's so weird. Like I was like, what the hell? And it was cool because like the one chipmunk is like animated and the other one is
he got
new animation because he got like surgery.
He's died.
It's awesome. Yeah, and then the ugly Sonic was in it, which was like perfect. Yeah. It was awesome. It was great. Anyway. Real quick, there is a theory, which interesting. If they were to make a new Spider-Man Garfield Spider-Man, they make a new Garfield Spider-Man, they have an angle, and it's not too bad because Electro was cured, that means Gwen Stacy is still alive. So what they could do is kick off the movie is when he comes back to his reality or his universe and she's still alive.
I don't remember that movie to know. Cause like I know everybody came to this, to the, our universe before they were about to die.
You mean the MCU?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, right.
They came to the MCU right before they were about to die in their respective universes.
Right.
So was he, did he die before Gwen Stacy in that movie?
No.
So how would like that's what I don't understand that. Like I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a theory. Yeah.
If he saves Electro, which he did, he cures Electro, so then Electro doesn't die. They go back to his thing. But there's a whole empty like. What does that have to do with Gwen Stacy? Like I don't know. She fell, but was it because of Electro? And was it because he was bad guy? That's probably it, because he was a bad guy. He would have been a good guy, but then there's a lot of filler there. It's like, okay, then he has to make a lot of decisions.
There's definitely needed some writing involved with it to kind of like help against fruition. But it could be real. That could be a hell of a twist, You know what I mean? Coming back to a Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, which I know a lot of people are kind of behind, and they'd like to see that again. So that'd be interesting. I don't know. I just think there's something there, you know? So
I think they all like I mean, even Tobey Maguire Spider-Man could keep going on. I mean, totally. They could. Yeah. I mean, my whole thing was everybody forgot Spider-Man, right? Well, I always thought they were going to have to come back because they go to their realities and Mary Jane doesn't know who the fuck Tobey Maguire Spider-Man is anymore. Each of the Spider-Man now, nobody knows who the fuck they are. Well, so they have to come back.
That's interesting too. Yeah, maybe that,
like, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, because Doctor Strange wiped everyone's memory, including all the
But that didn't happen, and then they got to explain why all the Spider-Men are different, but all the Stranges are the same.
Yeah, yeah, that's weird.
All the Wandas are the same.
Yeah, so they're just variants. Some are different. Loki's are different. I don't know. Whatever.
I saw the Mario movie,
and
finally, it was all right. You know, there's a lot of parts in it that reminded me very much of the Sonic movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parts, mm-hmm. The mushroom, which obviously that was given, but they could have, I don't know, not did that. The end, the whole end scene in a city, grabbing the fucking thing, turning golden, invincible, like I don't know, and the way they ran, just like Sonic, like. It was an okay movie. I had fun. It was cool. Like, I like Seth Rogen, Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
He's
supposed to be getting his own movie, allegedly, in the works. Which, if Rogen returns as that role, please. He was awesome as it.
Yeah, it was really good. That was probably one of my favorite characters. Honestly, I thought Luigi was really fun, too. Just kind of a dopey idiot, but
yeah, that's good.
That first scene was amazing, though. The first, when they left the plumbing and they went to the first job, and it was all like side scroller game.
Oh yeah! God! Right? I remember like sitting there going, "Sweet, that's awesome."
That's great.
Totally. And then the Jumpman arcade in the pizza shop.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That opening cameo of the old Super Show theme song.
Yes, using the fucking Mario's theme song in their commercial was great.
I friggin' popped for that. And the lady that was the woman in the commercial reading the cue cards for their advert, she voiced Toadstool in the old cartoon.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, cool. That's cool. Oh, right on. All right, well, we can keep going on, I feel like. There is something I did watch last night. I finally got to it. I watched the first three episodes of the new season of What If.
I did too.
Three episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Mike, have you ventured yet?
I have not. I forgot it was a thing. Damn it.
Yeah, dude.
I'm
loving it. I think it's great. The one story was if Nebula became a part of NovaCorps.
Yeah.
Which was weird, but kind of cool. Like there was a cool like about that. Then if Happy Hogan saved.
Oh, I didn't see that. I skipped that one. I watched.
Oh my god, dude, that's so fucking great!
Like, I like the Tony. See, my problem, and I watched them all. They were cool, but like, it's hard for me to want to watch them because it's all about fucking Guardians of the Galaxy people. Like, it just doesn't. But it's not doing it for the people that I want to see.
It's not.
Like, I'm more.
The Guardians wasn't in that episode.
No, but Nebula. I associate her with like Guardians of the Galaxy, Howard the Duck and all them. Tony Stark was only in that small one, but it just doesn't seem like it's all like more Avengers stuff. It's just, it's stuff that's not, you know what it is? It's, they're not doing any of the fucking sequels from the first one. Like, I'm not getting what I want. Like,
well,
I don't.
Yeah, but see, we didn't even know that the season one of What If was connected all together until like the very last episode.
Right.
So I'm guessing they're going to be doing the same thing. So there's going to be some kind of connection. We just don't know it yet. And that's just how Marvel does it. But and then the other one was if Yondu didn't have a change of heart and actually.
Oh, yeah, gave, that one was different. That one was kind of cool.
Star-Lord to his father. So that was kind of crazy. It was cool, though. You have to watch the Christmas episode, dude. It's so much fun. I'm telling you, I'll give you a quick synopsis of it. It's Justin Hammer, It's Justin. What's his name? Rockwell.
From what?
Hammer.
A real person?
Yeah, you know Justin Hammer from Iron Man and all that.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah, Iron Man 2. He created the suits in Iron Man 2, and he was kind of a dick, and you know, really?
I don't remember. Dude, Iron Man, I watched Iron Man 2 when it came out, which was a million years ago.
Oh,
I don't remember all the Iron Man. When I watch Iron Man,
hold on, dude, stop talking. It had Mike. Who's the villain with the electric thing?
Yeah, I know. I remember him.
Well, that's it was that movie.
Yeah, but they all blend together. Back then, it wasn't leading to anything back then, so I wasn't as interested in Iron Man. But go on.
Okay. Well, it's Justin Hammer, and he's trying to take over Stark Tower. It's pretty much a play on Die Hard. It's fantastic. And another thing that was really, really awesome. It's Happy Hogan. Okay. He's the one that's kind of like saving him because, you know, he's like head of security and all that. For head of security.
Oh, that's funny.
He gets Hulk blood in him. And Justin Hammer calls him Hulk Hogan. It's so fucking funny. I was like, yes, because like I was waiting for it. I was like, come on, it's so obvious. Someone's got to say
it. He's Hulk Hogan.
Like, listen, Hulk Hogan. I was like, yes. I mean, they did that shit on purpose, I think, just so they could do that. But no, dude, I'm telling you, that episode was awesome. That episode was fantastic. I was like, that was a lot of fun. But yeah, I'm excited to see how they're going to kind of put it all together, you know, seeing how they did the last one all together. It's cool. Yeah, I'm a fan of the what ifs. Those are cool. It's neat. Just because it gives you a different story with the same character. So,
yeah.
Because sometimes it gets stale. It is what it is. So, speaking of. let's wrap her up right there. I appreciate everyone here live, watching it live. We do appreciate that. We also appreciate everyone that downloaded the episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I say it every time, you guys help even more than you know. Downloading the episode, it helps even more. So if you watched it live, please at least do us a favor and download it. You know, that's really all we ask. Go on our website, gamefixshow.com. You can check out Mike's retro reboot is reboots a Z with a Z at the end. it's actually nice. As well as all of his articles and Gina's as well. So please go check out gamefixshow.com. Our social medias are there. All of our stuff. Just go check it out. Patreon, you name it. Other than that, that's all I got. Gentlemen, you guys have anything else you want to say or do or whatnot?
No.
Any more Mickey Mouse ideas? No.
When's Donald Duck going to public domain?
Well, Mickey Mouse didn't go in public domain. Steamboat Willie went.
Okay, wait, what about Steamboat Pete? Wasn't Pete in that?
Who he well, battled.
The whole movie isn't.
So, yeah, Pete and Minnie.
Yeah.
We should redo that movie.
How would we do it?
We can do anything we put our minds to.
Do you have the capital? Can we fucking do
that? That other movie doesn't have capital. Shit, dude.
I need you to sell your MetaQuest 3 in order to get
I'm Mickey. Capital. You're Minnie. Mike is going to be...
Why am I Minnie?
Someone's going to be my girlfriend. You're adorable.
You look most like a girl, so
thanks.
Just pointing out the obvious. Mike looks like a, you know.
Oh.
Come on, hit me. Hit me.
I got nothing. I have nothing at all. Nothing at all. Anyway, all right. Gamefixshow.com is where to find us. And like I always do, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Sir!
Love ya.
Take care.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Science! 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 Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us?
Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes... Yes! Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.